This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, has extended his greetings to the people of the state, especially the Galo community, on the festive occasion of Mopin today. He wished that the vibrant festival would usher in peace, happiness and prosperity across the state. In his message, the governor said through its unique rituals, traditional practices and strong spirit of community, the festival embodies the values, beliefs and collective memory of the Galo people. He expressed confidence that this ethno-cultural celebration will continue to inspire pride in the tribe's glorious legacy and help safeguard its treasured heritage for future generations. Chief Minister Pema Khandu participated in the mega Mopin celebration in Namsai. In a social media post, CM Khandu said that it was inspiring to see the coming together of different tribes, reflecting the unity in diversity and the strength of shared heritage. In Nahalagan, the event was graced by retired Major General Jarkin Gamlin, State Chief Information Commissioner and Engineer Gayum Padu, Chief Engineer cum Secretary as a guest of honour. Minister Health and Family Welfare Biyuram Wage, along with Basar MLA Nyabudjini Dirchi, visited and held a crucial meeting at Todak Basar District Hospital, Basar in Leparada District today. The meeting underscored critical challenges within the district's hospital. They also visited Menjik Mengkok Rigu Gurukul School, Basar, and interacted with students. He said it is inspiring to see young children preserving indigenous language, traditions, and heritage. Mr. Wage appealed to everyone to support such initiatives. MMR Gurukul School Basar, one of the Gurukul under the DPCCT and supported by Galo Indigenous Faith and Cultural Council, was established in 2021 with classes commencing in 2022. The Office of the District Magistrate, Papampare District, has issued an order imposing an immediate ban on all forms of earth-cutting activities across the district. The decision has been taken in view of reports of rampant and unauthorized earth-cutting in various locations without prior permission from the competent authority. Citizens are encouraged to report any violations to the concerned administrative authorities. Strict legal action will be taken against violators under relevant provisions of the Bharatiya Niyay Sanhita BNSS and the Disaster Management Act 2005. The district administration has appealed to all residents and stakeholders to cooperate and adhere strictly to the order in the interest of public safety and disaster prevention, particularly with the approaching monsoon season. 12 students from the Memba community of the state have been granted a 6-year scholarship at the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts, TIPA, Dharamshala. Easter is being celebrated across the globe today, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion at Calvary on Good Friday. The festival signifies hope, renewal, and the culmination of Holy Week, a period of prayer, penitence, and reflection on the final phase of his life. Met Center Itanagar has forecast thunder and lightning with heavy rain very likely at isolated places for Kurunkume, Siang, West Siang, Upper Siang and Dibang Valley districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, it predicted heavy rain very likely at isolated places for Upper Subansri, Shiyomi and Lower Dibang Valley districts. The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed the Delivery Authentication Code DAC-based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributors' level. Meanwhile, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India is importing crude oil from more than 40 countries, including Iran, and there are no payment issues in procuring Iranian crude. The University Grants Commission has informed that the data submission process for QS World Rankings 2027 has begun. In an official letter, the UGC requested all eligible higher educational institutions to submit the required institutional data, including sustainability-related information, through the QS Hub portal before 12th of April for appropriate representation in the global rankings. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.